The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off and at once traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." And the one with 2 talents also came forward, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Then the one who had received 1 talent came forward, saying, "Master, I knew you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow, gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, have what is yours." But his master replied, "You wicked and lazy slave. You knew, did you, that I reap where I do not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return, I would have received what was my own with interest." So take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Our gospel today is a powerful parable or story about the abundant and great nature of the kingdom of God. The problem is that if we look at simply through our own eyes and our culture today, this is easy to miss. If we look at this story through our current lens of society, we probably see either a story of cruel capitalism or rugged entrepreneurism, depending on where you come from. The problem is that both of those aspects or angles are wrong in the sense that they are not what Jesus is trying to teach us. Jesus is using a story from the current context of life to teach about the true nature of true life, life in the kingdom of God. And so he's using money to represent currency, and the currency in the kingdom of God is grace. More specifically, the Bible calls them the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, compassion, or the gifts of the Spirit: wisdom, knowledge, faith. So I'd like to walk through this parable with you, and I want you to hear at every moment, not money, but compassion or wisdom, one of the gifts or the fruits of the Spirit. So we are told that the master gives each servant a variation of an amount of talents. And a talent was equal to 6,000 daily wages. So the current construct is millions. So although one person got 5 million, another person got 2 million, and one person got 1 million, each slave or servant got millions worth of compassion or wisdom. We're also told that each was given according to his ability. So they weren't given beyond what they were capable of. And I like to think that how they got capable of either the 5, 2, or 1 talents or millions is that the master, God, was training them to do so. They were in discipleship or training to appropriately use that level of grace. And the scripture tells us that the first two went out at once. And the actual Greek word also means they went out eagerly. They were excited to go out with their millions and practice what they've been trained to do according to their ability. So the third slave receives 1 million. 1 million of which he is capable of, and yet chooses to bury it in the ground. Now, at first thought, we might think, well, maybe he did it because that was the easier choice. Maybe working with the million would have been hard work, and this was the easy thing to do. But the scripture actually changes words right here and refers to the money as silver. So what the scripture is saying is that this, as a story, this servant had $1 million worth of silver and buried it in the ground. This would have been hundreds of pounds of metal. It would have been a lot of work, maybe more work than actually trading with it. But out of this slave's fear of the master, perhaps a fear of his own ability, he chose to do a lot of work in denying the million talents, or the million talent, the million. He was so afraid of who he really was and what he was really capable of that he buried himself in fear. So the master returns, and to the first two slaves, the one who got a profit of 5 million and the other one of 2 million, they both received the same reward. Well done, good and trustworthy slave. Enter into the joy of your master. Which is kind of funny because since they've been working with his treasure, they're already in his joy. And it didn't matter that the profit was different. The reward was the same. But the third servant, out of fear of the master, he discovers or he perceives the master as being harsh, reaping where he does not sow, or expecting a profit from work he doesn't do. But indeed, that is the purpose of a currency, to expand, to grow. And the master even points this out, that had the servant simply put it with the bankers passively, this is what it would have done. Compassion, wisdom, on their own, when engaged, will grow. If we have the faith of a mustard seed, it will become the bush that protects the birds. But no, this servant buried it in the ground and treated it as if it were dead, thus denying his true capacity to be an agent for God's grace. So we get to this troubling statement if we look at it incorrectly. To those who have, more will be given, but to those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. So let's look at the first part of that, which refers to the first two servants. And I'm reminded of a childhood song. Love is something if you give it away, if you give it away, give it away. Love is something if you give it away, you'll end up having more. And so what God is teaching us is that if we recognize that we were created to live and work with compassion and wisdom, the fruits and the gifts of God, then when we engage in them, we discover the abundance around us. Abundance begets abundance. We will seek and we will find what we seek. So if we choose to see God's grace around all around us, we will discover God's grace all around us. But listen to the second part, and I think the wording is important. To those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. So the final servant denied his one talent, buried it as if it were dead, so that even though it was his, he actually had nothing. He had denied and let go of his rightful gift. And so when we deny our gifts or our fruits, in effect, we've already lost them. And so when we or the servant choose to deny or let go of our gift, we no longer are able to be used by the master, so we become useless. We've let go of our sense of worth, so we become worthless. And when something is useless or worthless, even in our society today, where does it go? It goes in the trash. And here's where I want to point to the last phrase in this scripture, where the outer darkness with the moaning and gnashing of teeth. It's a scary picture. Indeed, Jesus intended it to be so. But what he's describing is what he called Gehenna, which unfortunately gets translated as hell in our Bible. But Gehenna referred to the trash dump outside of the city, where everything went when it had no more use or purpose. And sometimes it would be on fire, and oftentimes wild animals would be there fighting over the remnants of food, and hence there would be moaning and gnashing of teeth. So Jesus is using a very literal metaphor for the misery of what it means to let go of our usefulness, our worth. All right, so what does it mean for us today? You and I, as followers of Jesus, as residents of the kingdom of God, each one of us have been given a fortune. Maybe it's 5 million, maybe it's 1 million, but we have been given a fortune of God's gifts and God's fruits. They are ours, and we are capable of them. They are designed to be used, and they are at our disposal. So every moment of our lives, we have the opportunity to reach into that treasure and use, engage, share grace, joy, peace, perseverance, wisdom, preaching, teaching, abundance. But when we don't use them, when we deny them, we bury them, and we live out of fear and scarcity. And when we do that, we deny our true selves and who we were truly meant to be. And so we deny our own value. We deny our own worth. And so we become worthless or useless. And if we do that long enough, we find ourselves in a miserable place where there is great suffering because we've let go of what is rightfully ours and who we rightfully are. So the next time you find yourself burying the riches of God, catch yourself. Recognize that at your fingertips is an expanse of grace, and use it. Because the more you use it, the more you will discover, and you will find yourself abundantly useful, abundantly worthful. And you will see that God's abundance will naturally spread through us and you to others. Or as the song concludes, love is like a lucky penny. Hold it tight and you won't have any, but give it away and you'll have plenty. You'll end up having more. Amen.